Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 25th. From Jeremiah 48 to 49, it's the no gloat zone. Jeremiah turns his gaze to Judah's neighbors, Moab, Edom, and Ammon, now that his beloved land and people have been decimated by the wrath of God. These nations are all distant relatives of the Israelites. Edom, the descendants of Esau, Jacob's brother. Moab and Ammon, descendants of Lot, Abraham's nephew. During Israel's decline and fall, they piled on, attacked, taunted, pillaged, and ridiculed their relatives. Now that wrath on Israel and Judah has finished its work, God will bring the same to her neighboring enemies. Note, however, that Jeremiah does not gloat. Instead, he mourns over the plight of Moab, Edom, and Ammon. These have no promise from God of restoration like Israel and Judah have received. Their decimation will be complete and final. That breaks his heart. Chapter 48, verses 31 to 32. Didn't the Lord command us to pray for our enemies, to turn the other cheek, to treat them with kindness and compassion, even if they never break a smile, show gratitude, or return the favor? Didn't Jesus say, repeating Proverbs chapter 25, verse 22, that in so doing, coals of fire and repentance might fall upon them, that they might be restored to God? There is no room for gloating in God's people over the distress and destruction of, quote-unquote, the enemy. Rather, sorrow, mourning, and prayer should be the attitude and action of our hearts for even those who oppose our Lord and us. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.